This is an IELTS Energy Podcast, episode 1086, How Luana Got 8 on IELTS Reading.
Welcome to the IELTS Energy Podcast from All Ears English, downloaded more than 22 million times with former IELTS examiner Jessica Beck and today's featured guest. If you are stuck with a low score, our insider method will help you get the score you need to unlock your dreams. Get your estimated band score now with our two-minute quiz. Go to allearsenglish.com/myscore.
Today, a fantastic student named Luana from Brazil shares how she got an overall 7 on her very first IELTS exam, including an amazing 8 on reading. Here are her tips for success and what lessons she learned on test day, so you make no mistakes on your IELTS exam.
To get fluent and connect in English, you need a way to practice without being judged by others and to feel free to make mistakes. That's why Monica, an English teacher from Poland, joined our fluency course.
I didn't know what to expect, but when I finally opened the course and I joined the community, I realized that this is what I've been looking for.
You can join this same community that Monica joined and achieve exciting results at allearsenglish.com/plan. Save up to 20% if you join before midnight on May 5th. Offer expires at midnight on May 5th.
Hello, IELTS Energy listeners and fans. Prepare to be inspired by today's special student guest. Luana is going to share her IELTS journey and tell us how she got such high scores and how everyone else can do the same thing. Luana, welcome to IELTS Energy.
Hi, thanks for having me.
Can you introduce yourself, please? Tell us where you're from, where you're living now, and why you took IELTS.
Sure. I'm from Brazil, and I'm living in Canada for the past almost 2 years, and I decided to apply for the permanent residence, and they required an IELTS test. And I didn't have a score target, but as high as possible was better for me to.
Yeah, sure, to apply, of course. Because you can get more points, right? But yeah. I thought there was a minimum IELTS requirement for the 8.777. Is that right?
Honestly, I don't know. They don't.
Okay.
They don't say nothing about minimum score. They just ask for your scores, and I know that as higher is called the. If the score you got is higher, your points is higher too.
Right. Yeah. Okay. Cool. So, Luana, how many times did you take the IELTS exam?
One time.
One
time. That was
and
my first.
That is my favorite answer. One and done. So, I mean, a lot of people decide to. When they decide to take the exam, they think, okay, I'm fine. I can prepare for this on my own. You know what I mean? There are a billion websites out there. There are so many podcast episodes and YouTube videos. I can do this by myself, right? But that doesn't always work. It often doesn't because it's very unorganized. So Luana, you made a different decision. You're like, nope, I am doing this the right way. I am getting 3 keys IELTS before I take the exam. So can you tell us why you made that decision? Why did you decide to invest in an IELTS course before taking the test at all?
At first, I look online and I got some material, but it was too confusing and a lot of information that I didn't know if it was true or not.
Yeah,
and
totally.
I felt that I need someone to guide me or a structure plan to follow.
Yeah.
And I really care about tests. I really hate to take tests of any kind.
I find that so sad. I know there are a lot of people listening in the same boat. I mean, some people just get so nervous on any type of exam. And that's why it's even more important to prepare, right? Because you need some more confidence. You need some more knowledge before you start to be like, okay, I got this. I have practiced. I got the scores I needed on practice exams. I can do this, right? So preparing is so important. Okay, so we haven't even shared what your results were. Luana, what were your results?
My overall score was 7.
Awesome.
My listening was 7.5.
That's awesome.
In reading, I took 8.
Oh my gosh.
Writing was terrible, was 6.
Okay, well, not terrible, but we'll talk about it. Okay.
Yeah, sure. And speaking was 7.
Amazing. Amazing.
And with the mask. That was surprising.
With the mask, right. Yeah. I know. We are in special circumstances. And you still got a 7 on speaking. Okay. So let's first talk about your highest score, reading. Yes. You got an 8 on reading. How did you do that?
Well, I followed the plan about screening all the questions, looking for the keywords. It saved me a lot of time. And even in a few questions, I wasn't sure about if that was right. But at least I have some clues. So I could eliminate some answers.
Yes,
and I think that. I guessed right.
Oh my gosh, no, but I love this advice so much. Okay. When it comes from a real student who actually got an 8 on reading, the advice is more believable for students, because sometimes I say this to students and they maybe don't believe me. I'm not sure, but guys, straight from Luana's mouth. Now, you do have to get accustomed. You have to get used to a feeling of being unsure on the IELTS reading exam, guys. You're going to guess. Okay. You're going to guess. The important thing is to have strategies to make the guess the best possible one. So you'll probably be right. What I'm saying is, like, guys, you don't have time to read everything and double check, triple check, and make sure it's the right answer. You cannot do that. You won't finish the exam. It's most important to have strategies to follow, steps to follow. And I'm telling you, Luana said it too, guys, you're going to guess, but you can still get an 8. You just have to eliminate wrong answers and use the strategies, right? And just keep moving on. Okay. I love it. I'm so glad you said that. Okay. Let me ask you one more question about reading. I was doing a YouTube video today on why students get 5s on reading, because I had another subscriber ask that question. And I recommend people to read in their free time, not just do practice reading tests, right? So let me ask you, is that good advice? Did you read other things besides IELTS tests?
Oh, sure. Yes, that's perfect. I looked for a book before. A book that I really enjoy to read, and I started to look at the news. So I started reading the news from my city. I started reading some from New York Times. Cool. And from the, I forgot the name of the other one.
That's okay. That's okay.
but I started reading the news to be updated, yeah, and to get more vocabulary too.
You know, I am always pleasantly surprised when I read local news. And you're in Canada. You're trying to get used to, like, a different country still, right? Reading local news, guys, is so good. And if you're not immigrated yet, read the news for the city you want to live in. You can learn so much about the area and improve your IELTS score. That's the most important thing right now.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
Okay. Listening 7.5, also incredible. Do you have like one special tip that really helped you on test day to get that 7.5 on listening?
Yes. Brief and be calm, because
yes, I love it.
I think that even could do better, because I was so nervous and a few questions, I just lost myself because I was trying to pay attention every word. And then I realized that that question already passed it. But I brief, so no, keep going, go to the next. Then I try to guess the other one. And that's yes, what I did.
That is a true experience, right? Listening panic is so real. Yeah. If anybody listening has taken the IELTS exam before, and I know you have, I know people have taken the exam and you're listening, guys, you may have experienced this listening panic. It is so common. The listening panic is, like Luana said, you start freaking out and you lose answers. You just miss words, they just start going past you because you get stuck in your head on a detail, something you didn't understand or something you missed. And then because you get stuck and you don't have these strategies to bring you back to the test, just shoo, 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 answers flying by your head and you're never going to get them. So again, it comes down to having solid strategies, right? Yes. And practicing them. Because like Luana said, she caught herself. She saw that she was missing answers, getting in that listening panic, and then she was able to bring herself back and still get a 7.5. So yeah, it works. It works. Okay. Now, speaking seven, amazing. We're going to just smooth past that, smooth that out a little bit so we can get to the writing, because students learn so much from your excellent experience. But students listening also learned from stuff that went wrong. You know what I mean? So I really want to find out, Luana, because I know you prepared so well. What happened on the writing test?
Honestly, I think I didn't prepare enough.
Okay.
I didn't have too much time before when I started the plan was about 40 days before my test.
Okay.
So, and I have a lot of things happening in my life. You know, my mother got sick, my mother-in-law lived with me and she got sick, and
oh my gosh,
I lost a few days, and a lot of things, work happens too. I had to work on Saturdays and life, right?
Life gets in the way for sure. Yeah. So maybe you didn't have enough time to practice all the essays multiple times, that timing of brainstorming and checking, because you do have to practice each kind of essay multiple times. So you're like fully quick, confident, everything on test day, right?
Yeah. And my God, I was so nervous on the test day that I forgot. I really forgot.
Oh no.
Yeah. I took like 5 minutes just trying to remember the templates, because I remember that. I kind of remember the templates, but I just lost myself, and I had to try to calm down, try to write something.
Yeah. Well, I mean, you still got a six, so you did. Yeah. You did write the essays. I mean, there's that.
Yeah. I think I on the letter, because I took a look on the letter. I started brainstorming the letter. And then I thought of, this is not working. Let me try the other one first, because the other one, this course.
Oh, no.
And then I started the essay after, but it went well, because could finish the essay and then I got back to the letter. Okay. And
Okay.
I wasn't even expecting the six. I thought I was way worse than that.
Juana, what can this teach you, and what can this teach our students listening? How can they prevent that situation from happening to them?
Practice a lot. Practice. Yeah. Really practice. It makes so much difference.
Yeah. I mean, like we found out for reading and listening, you had more time because those were the first modules in the course, right? Exactly. So you had more practice. Yeah. Okay. Obviously, yeah. Practice more. Guys, I want to recommend something because a lot of people are still in special circumstances, and it doesn't matter what time we are living in, life can get in the way at any time. So guys, if you're an adult and you're working and you have family and you have, you know, other commitments, I think you should take the 60-day plan instead of the 30-day plan, because that way, if you do have to miss a couple days, if you do have to, you know, reorganize your time, at least you'll have time to do everything and get the practice you need. So 3 Keys IELTS does offer a 30-day plan and a 60-day study plan, but I'm going to go ahead and put this out there. If at all possible, guys, plan in advance and try to have a full 2 months to prepare before your exam. Okay, moving on. Let's end on a positive note. Juana, how did you feel when you saw your IELTS results?
I was so excited. even with the six in writing, that wasn't the ideal, but I was expecting a lower score. So I was really excited when I got the scores. It was a relief.
So awesome. So do you
I
have
don't
to,
know, I made, sorry, go ahead.
Do you have to take the exam again, or are you like done with IELTS?
I still don't know. But okay. Honestly, I think I'm going to take again, and I will take some time, more time to practice, especially the writing.
Awesome.
And I will try again, I think.
Fantastic.
Not sure. Yeah, but maybe.
All right, guys. So if you are ready to really invest yourself in your future, just take the exam once. Just prepare, get it over with, be done, move on with your dreams, prepare for your future. Go to allearsenglish.com/KEYS. Completely online course, guys. Everything is there for you. You don't need any books. You don't need any CDs. Everything's there. allearsenglish.com/KEYS. Check out the course, general, academic, computer, paper. It's all there. All right, Juana, thank you so much for sharing your wisdom and your experience with us today.
Thank you. Thank you so much for having me today.
Have a great day. Bye.
Thank you. You too. Bye-bye.
Thanks for listening to IELTS Energy. Hit subscribe now and don't forget to find your estimated band score at allearsenglish.com/myscore.
So I know you've got a lot going on, but remember, I'm here for you. So bother me when no one's listening, because I will. Bother me when it feels like it won't get better, because it can. Bother me because you're never a bother. Whether it's a low point or a crisis, get help for yourself or a friend. Learn more at neverabother.org or call or text 988, available 24/7.